Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys?
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No. No.
Could there have been?
Big Freddy! I'm Freddy!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Oh, thank God we finally had music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Me.
Welcome, everybody, to the Back in the Studio Little Fatty Cast for Tuesday, March 21st,
hello.
2006. I am your enormously fat from vacationing host, Mr. Larry H. Bader. That's spelled V-A-D-E-R.
Except in Canada.
Larry Bader. How you doing, boys, girls,
me,
ladies, gentlemen?
Me.
I had to throw that in there because we do have like one girl, CJ.
Do
so,
CJ. We love so, CJ and Crispy Critter or whatever her name
Crispy
is.
Crispy Critter. You just like it because it sounds like a donut.
It sounds like a snack cake, and that makes me moist.
Ooh, speaking of moist.
Oh, Lord.
I've been excited to be able to do that again.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness, Big Fatty, how's it going?
Well,
good.
How are you adjusting to being back, you know, in the...
Big Fatty has,
and stuff.
Big Fatty has, oh Lord, she's on the manhunt. Anyway, Big Fatty is doing just fine. I'd like to send out apologies to everyone for those shows that you did last week that didn't have any music. And for the John Michael Haas show, which sounded like Radio Free Europe or something like that. Oh, Lord. Lord. There it is. Okay. I knew she'd ruin it early on. So, but anyway, we're
well,
glad
Big Fatty,
to have the music back and all. You're fat.
You're fat. And, you know, it's not supposed to be perfect. And you get near perfect every day. So when I throw in a few that aren't quite perfect, get over it.
Fat.
I really enjoy doing the shows with, or the show with John McLaughlin.
Even though we couldn't fucking understand it.
It wasn't that bad. It was only a few times that it got really bad.
Larry?
What's up, you big fat thing?
I think everybody ought to send out congratulations to you.
Why's that?
On the sale of the Vader family condo!
Woo!
Why is that poopy?
No, it's not poopy, but poopy makes me happy. So
okay.
It kind of
works. Thank God.
I know. Thank God it's sold.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sold, everyone, to someone who's really not very bright. But I was okay with that.
So they're listeners then. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay,
that's
great.
Probably it.
Me.
Who's offered me more than I was asking. And
yeah.
So to that, Mr. Vader this morning, fax that piece of paper right on over and has set a closing date of April 27th, is that what I told you?
I'm
not sure.
I don't know.
Me either.
Me.
And it is my house. But that's okay because I've given my roommate his notice, and I haven't found anywhere else to live yet. So,
Larry?
Yeah.
Well, good. And there's a possibility that there may be some movement near Big Fatty.
Well, we thought it wasn't a possibility for a while,
and
but
now
it's become a possibility again.
Yeah.
And I'm really fat and lazy, so that kind of bothers me because there's no dishwasher there.
Well, just find you some boy to come in and wash the dishes for you.
Oh, well, I could do that. That works. If you'd like to volunteer, just let me know. That's Larry at littlefatty.com.
Or you can call the Hoot Nanny line at
206-339-6FAT.
What was that again?
That's 206-339-6FAT.
The Hoot Nanny, oh Lord, Hoot Nanny / Houseboy line.
Right.
Okay, great. Speaking of Houseboy, I was listening to the Gay Trucker today, and North Boy was, he says since Big Fatty was unavailable, he was going to have to hang out with the Gay Trucker some. And did you get that thing the Gay Trucker sent us of his song that he did?
I did, but I was cha-chaing to it, and then my internet stopped working at my hotel.
Ruined.
So, yeah.
Well, anyway, all I could think of during that is that's got to be good music to fuck with while playing in the background.
Never mind. I don't want to picture that, Big Fatty, much like you don't want to picture me typing what I just did. And so,
yeah.
God bless it.
Lord, she cannot remember to pull up the keyboard.
It's ruined.
Larry, you don't watch the basketball, do you?
Big Fatty, the only thing I hate more than basketball is the skull.
Oh! And on that...
Oh, I know everyone's glad to have a skull update.
Oh, Larry, you weren't here Friday.
Correct, I was not.
Which was smart. St. Patrick's Day.
And smart as
and
me.
And smart.
Yes, yes.
She wore turquoise.
Turquoise, I believe you mean.
Turquoise and black. Now, everybody on the fucking face of the earth wears green on St. Patrick's Day.
I didn't. I wore my emergency shirt.
Yeah, but you had shit your pants, and that was green. So.
Exactly.
Anyway. And
I actually did have to run to the bathroom in Epcot.
And I'm just going, you know, of all the days that you would think that there would be some kind of special sweater or you know, some kind of little trinket on the desk or whatever, turquoise.
Turquoise. Well, that's
and
green,
anyway,
isn't it?
The other skull update I have. Do you have a skull update?
You know, only that I really, really dislike her.
Okay, great. The other one was she came in my office this afternoon, honest to God. I was listening to Mr. Poos at the time, so I had to go, hold on. So, she goes,
Were you expecting a fax from Larry's Catering?
Or it wasn't Larry's Catering, but from Miss Horty's Catering? And I went... no. She goes, well, we got a fax in from Miss Horty's Catering, and it was addressed to Larry. And I'm like,
why didn't I get it?
Well, I don't know.
Because I haven't.
But I mean,
it
literally was addressed to Larry.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I was expecting something.
You were?
No, not really. Okay. Was it from Miss Horty's Catering or the
Miss Horty's?
It was Miss Horty's.
Fuck the skull.
Fuck her. Anyway.
Anyway.
We'll worry about Miss Horty's catering.
Anyway,
later.
Back to the basketball. Larry.
Well, I'm just going to do other things while you talk about that.
Of course you are.
Manhunt.
Anyway, Big Fatty spent a lot of time this weekend watching the basketball. And for all the listeners, I don't care if you hate basketball. You need to be watching the next game that West Virginia plays. I said West Virginia.
Big Fatty, I can imagine how good that is. Larry Klein, I stalked a few of those.
7 feet tall. Smart because he's finishing in 3.5 years. And has the fucking tattoos to lick for. Oh, my God. Only thing I don't like about basketball is they got those baggy shorts. But anyway.
Well, Big Fatty, you know, back in your day,
yeah,
you know, it was a little different.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
Larry, we heard the update of the Disneyana trip.
Oh, Lord.
However, there were some details that were left out, I believe.
Were there?
Yeah, something about an army dad.
Big Fatty, I don't know what you're talking about on this podcast.
Me.
Wait a second. How did you hear about that?
You told me.
Oh. I was like, wait a second. Yeah.
But he didn't know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
And so the full moon sucked.
It really did.
Oh. Well, I'd probably like it more if there weren't quite as many people there.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
Okay.
It was twinks.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was mostly twinks.
Well, they need to leave.
Well, if they had left, it would have just been me, Alex, and Cousin Patrick.
Ooh, that's nasty, too.
Correct.
Speaking of nasty, Larry, I was reading the newspaper today.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't read the newspaper, do you?
Only if I see something that intrigues me on the front, like the Myrtle Beach Pavilion closing. But anyway.
Right. Well, on the letters to the editor, one of them, you know, they put the little titles on there.
Right.
And one of the titles was Offensive Smell.
Oh, did you write something?
I had to read it to make sure it was not about me.
Oh.
So, and all I can figure is it was about Dick Cheney's visit to Charleston over the weekend.
Well, Big Fatty, speaking of offensive smells, I went over to the Fatty's Hotel on Saturday night for a little while. And Big Fatty, we got to...
She has screwed it up again. Y'all don't have any idea how many times she pushes the wrong buttons.
You don't. Me. And I love to press the wrong button.
Hello.
So the Fatties were hanging out at the Crom Plaza.
That's the one that has that stink, isn't
right.
it? Right.
Okay. Big Fatty, it smelled like some fish had just rotted for weeks in the hallway. I mean, it was vile, like gag vile. And when cousin Alex went to report it, he was the first one that had reported it.
Ever. Great.
And it was fixed by the time they got home. Do straight people smell that bad that they don't understand how much they stink?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, it was terrible.
Do we have any straight people that listen to this?
I don't think so. We can probably insult them all we want.
Okay.
By the way, Big Patty, I don't know if you're aware of this. This kind of concerns you.
Say it.
But your ham map is in competition with Archer.
I don't know what that means.
Archer.
Has he got a ham map?
He's got his little frapper map.
Okay, well, frapper map and ham map, there's no competition there.
Well, I know, but he has put the call out on one of last week's shows.
He what?
He said it. He said, he's going to kick our ass, and people will subscribe to the ham map.
Well, you know what? I don't really give a shit about Archer. But,
Big Fatty, we love Archer.
We love Archer. I don't know what that means, but we love Archer. But I was looking at the ham map, and... We have a new listener.
Oh, really?
Who is the identical twin of another listener.
And who would that be? I'm confused.
We have an old listener, Daryl, from Avondale Estates.
Right.
And he's up there, and he's got his picture up there. And then we have a new listener, Dean of Avondale Estates, who looks exactly like Daryl of Avondale Estates. So, evidently, there's some kind of personality shift or something there.
Oh, Lord.
And there was somebody from Kingston, Jamaica. They didn't get on the ham map. Oh, Lord. She keeps pushing the wrong buttons. But someone in Kingston, Jamaica by the name Jay. Just Jay.
Just Jay.
Just Jay.
Kind of like Just Jack.
Except just it's Jay. Just Jay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He said that we're funny as shit.
Well, we are.
Hello.
Yeah. Speaking of funny, Big Fatty, you heard that we had a listener show up at the Full Moon on Saturday night.
Yeah.
That would have been Jason from Orlando.
Jason from Orlando.
He thinks we're funny.
Ha-ha.
Not as funny as John Michael Haas and Rob Lindley.
Of course.
Whatever, bitches. But anyway, that we're funny.
Speaking of the bitches, you need to make a correction to what you said on yesterday's...
Oh, you're right. I was recording in a Mazda and got discombobulated.
Right.
I put a fopwa, if you will, out on the Extra Special Boys, but who I really meant were the P&S Boys.
Right. And so, why were you putting that out on them?
Because they didn't play our comment on their 69th show.
Mm.
So it'll probably...
Although it sounded like they had listened to it because they did the same shtick that we had put on there.
That's fucked up.
That
crosses the line.
Thanks, Noah's.
Yeah.
Thanks, Patrick's.
I thank Scott, but you know he's gonna have to thank me.
Right. And
we know how you can do that.
Maybe
Scott.
They'll put Fatties in a cave.
Oh my God, that'd be great. We could
Fatties in a cave.
We should record. Maybe we should record another comment to them in a cave.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just steal their shit if they're gonna steal ours. Larry.
Hey, let's have Big Fatty in a cave.
Me.
Yeah, what's up, McFriday?
I noticed that you called Omi from the spinning.
I don't recall that.
Oh! Well, listen to the other O show because it's on there.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of listeners, Larry, Simon chit-chatted with me. Oh, Lord. Speaking of listeners, one's calling right now.
Really?
Oh, Lord.
No,
who is
it's
it?
Not a listener. It's the FC.
Well, are we still recording?
Yeah, you go on.
Hello!
You just keep talking.
Okay, great. Anyway, what was I going to say? Simon was on the Cheddar Chat line, and he was chitter-chatting me, and he had just... returned from having some beverages with some of his coal mine cohorts, and it was all good. And he was horny.
Really fat.
And he was horny.
So what you're saying, Big Fatty, is like Simon had his once-a-year horny spell?
No! Simon's horny all the time. Y'all, hello. Y'all, if you are anywhere in the United Kingdom... and can go by Simon's house and just let him honk a bobo a little bit.
Meh.
He needs it. And he's cute.
Oh my God.
Simon's a hottie.
He is dying right now. This embarrasses him so much.
Oh, poor
much.
Simon. But Simon did not go out with the co-workers to the after-hours party because it was going to be at some Irish person's house, and they drink the Guinness, I guess.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't do that.
Okay, Simon, you're crazy.
Hello!
So don't complain to Big Fatty anymore.
Right.
You brought it on yourself.
But, you know, all I got to say is, please, for the love of God, someone hook up with Simon, and because there needs to be some licking.
And, Simon, we want a report.
Hello!
Well, so
right now, the report... Or put those crickets on. Okay, that's Simon's bobo honking life right now.
Perfect. Well, Big Fatty, something else that's made me think of you. We have gotten the report on the Mazda issues yesterday.
Oh, Lord.
Bad gas.
Boy, oh, boy.
Guys, we did eventually make it home last night, but only we sputtered near the end for quite a ways.
Don't we all?
Well, you certainly do.
Speaking of bad gas,
we sure did swing right on by the beverages, though, for the quick beverage on the way in.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Good.
I have never had a beverage that tasted that good, Big
Larry,
Fatty.
Speaking of beverages,
yes.
The Hara was Friday night out at Patrick's.
I know. I heard.
And did very well on the St. Patty's Day fundraiser for the Low Country Aid Services.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, Big Fatty was back out, believe it or not.
I can't imagine.
Imagine such a thing. And something unusual happened. And it had nothing to do with bad gas.
And you didn't have any liquor?
No.
You got licked?
No. Well, kind of. Actually, we had a listener come up to Big Fatty and say, I know this is going to sound odd, but are you Big Fatty?
Oh, who was it?
Well, it was a former listener who, now that he's met Big Fatty and touched protruding parts of Big Fatty.
Was it Wade?
Wayne. What? Wade? Wayne?
Wade.
Wade.
He's
Frosted.
A baker. Yes.
Yes.
That bitch just stopped listening.
She's going to start listening again now. Mm-hmm. And the way we're going to be able to tell it is there better be a pin on the Big Fatty ham map.
I want to see who this Wade person is. Everybody else in this town knows him except for me.
Well, to include his husband.
Right.
Right. Okay.
I knew about the husband.
But anyway. But needless to say, Big Fatty had the nipples played with a little bit and the hairy chest, and it was... Whew. Simon, I wish you could have been there.
Well, Big Fatty, speaking
Hello.
Of, the hairy face on Larry Vader has gotten a lot of positive remarks.
Speaking of the hairy face,
yes.
Did you hear that Omi had to go out and buy one of the Fusion razors
as well? I did.
Because, you know, it was Star Trek-y.
I hate that I spent any money on it because I'm not really using it now.
Right. So.
And it's too big to get this area.
And you know what? Well, that's why it has the one little blade on the back.
But it's the whole thing, it's too wide.
You're so fat.
You're enormous.
Hello. But did you hear that Omi found out that he could have done some licking on Chuck if he had let his beard grow all the way back out? He is not a happy camper.
I talked to Chuck about it.
I know.
I said, Chuck, just tell him.
I know.
But
I know.
No one listens to Larry.
I know.
I'm sorry,
Chuck, what did you say?
Oh my goodness.
All right, Larry, I know you don't watch the news or anything.
I don't, you're right.
Did you hear about the devastation in Australia?
No.
Yes.
What happened
was this huge, oh Lord. No, this is very serious because I think that some people have listeners in Australia, but obviously we don't because they're not on the ham map.
Okay, give us the news.
But oh Lord. But there was lots of devastation from a weather system that moved across the northeast part of Australia. And, you know, Big Fatty's been there.
I know
that
you have.
That's one of Big Fatty's favorite parts of the country. But the weather system And honest to God, this is true. Cyclone Larry.
Wow.
Cyclone Larry has hit the north. I mean, I shouldn't be laughing, but Cyclone Larry?
Big Fatty, we knew it was just a matter of time until my reputation.
Well, the only thing that could have been better is if Miss Horty had sent Larry a catering request or something.
Right, right.
How much are the chicken salad sandwiches?
Me. Oh, my goodness. Big Fatty, do you have any questions about my trip that you wanted to throw out?
Well, tell me about the Army, Dad.
Delicious.
I do not know what you're talking about.
I can't believe I told you about that.
Me.
I must have been drunk. Someone drunky. Speaking of drunk, it sounded like you were very drunk on the as you were leaving spinning.
Well, in theory, that is the case. Do I remember leaving spinning?
No.
No.
So, not only is it not in theory, but it's not in memory either.
Correct. And that's really not attractive.
Oh, you fat thing.
But, well, I remember walking out the door, and I remember, like, trying to catch up with Cousin Patrick because I was afraid I was going to get left.
Boy, I tell you what, if you were having to catch up with him, you must have been crawling.
He was ready to go.
Me!
Cousin Alex and I stayed until they turned the lights on.
Uh-oh. And, do they have roach lights there?
They do.
Had no idea.
And they are bright.
Ooh, not pretty. Yeah.
Well, actually, there's lots of pretty there.
Now, this was employee discount night?
Employee free night, yeah. Cast member night.
Oh, they get in free now? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Thursdays only. Yep, that's why it turned into home night.
Speaking of gassy, Big Fatty has got some corned beef and cabbage cooking at home.
So you're ready to go is what you're telling me.
Well, I'm not necessarily ready to go, but there's corned beef and cabbage cooking at home.
Well, you're fat,
so,
too.
Right, yeah.
What else was I going to tell you?
Well, anyway, so but they have the new wristbands there now. With your name on it.
Yes, they stick your driver's license into a machine, which reads all of your information and prints out your wristband specifically for you. And it's wide. It's like, you know, what, 2.5 inches wide to 2 inches wide, whatever that is. And
Lord, y'all, if she never mind,
it's pulled out.
She
the door.
Don't know. She
it's a 2 inch wide.
That's AOL inches.
2 inch wide wristband with your full name on it. First, middle, and last.
So, Larry
Hortensia Vader.
V-A-D-E-R.
Was printed for all the world to see.
Right.
It was very embarrassing.
Right.
Big Fatty, I've sent the roommate the 30-day notice.
Ooh.
I actually gave him a 35-day notice, which I thought was very generous of him.
Right. Ooh.
But he didn't think so.
He didn't think that was generous?
No.
Well, too bad.
Well, he's like, and I was like, you know, Larry, I'm just trying to be nice about this and give you some warning and protect both of us. Well, I thought we were closer than that. You had to send me something that said remove all of your possessions. So, anyway.
Well, that shouldn't take long, should it?
Well, I don't think so. But
there's no furniture.
No.
Right.
Well, he does have to find somewhere else to live.
Huh?
Yes, he has to find somewhere else to live, he said. So.
Well, so do you.
Correct. Hopefully so next door to Big Fatty.
Just find a place for two.
Okay, whatever, Big Fatty. Leave me alone.
You are so fat. Y'all, it is 1 o'clock in the morning. We have been talking and...
Well, Big Fatty, anyway. Leave me alone.
Me.
I accidentally paused the recording somehow, everyone.
Okay.
And,
he will never have another roommate.
That's what we were saying.
Oh, well.
Never a roommate again.
No Simon. No Chuck. No Omi. Speaking of Omi, he sounded kind of excited to hear Big Fatty's little call-in. And Big Fatty would like to have a little call-in on the Hootenanny line also. We need some Hootenannies.
We do. We haven't been getting any Hootenanny call-ins lately. That's kind of disappointing.
Yeah. So, this is a verbal spanking, and if you'd like for those to continue, please call our Hootenanny line at
206-339-6-5. Fat.
So you don't forget, call before midnight tonight.
That's 206-339-6-FAT.
Operators are standing by. You don't have to use your real name.
Please, in fact, do not use your real name.
Right.
So, Big Fatty, busy week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big Fatty caught up a lot on the quiz programs that he had recorded.
Oh, thank God.
Right. So I've caught up on the survivals. Now, I'm not caught up on the Big Damn... Yeah, I am caught up on the Big Damn Run. Aren't I? Yeah, I think I am.
I certainly don't know, because I have not ventured into Big Fatty Land lately, but, you know.
The sling got used a couple of times this weekend.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It didn't get used while you were gone.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, you know.
So, anyway.
You know, I thought about, you know, Chuck was going to drive up from Atlanta while Omi was working.
He was too busy trying on ball stretchers with Omi.
I know.
And
jealous.
I tried to get information about that, but Omi wouldn't tell me anything.
You know what?
You know what? If I were in Atlanta right now, you know what I'd do?
What?
I'd go to the Varsity and get me a chili cheese burger and some onion rings.
I'm actually starving right now, and I would love a big, fat hamburger for dinner, but I'll go home and have, like, a chicken pot pie or something.
Now, have you given the chicken pot pie 30 days notice?
I have. Don't worry. It won't be around.
Okay. Have you given it 30 minutes notice?
Right. Right. I have gone. I've got the programmable oven on the internet. You know, I've just gone ahead and started preheating. No, I'm excited about moving. I'm not excited about the cost that I will incur.
Or moving that big TV down the steps.
I'm paying someone.
Hello.
So,
Larry?
Yeah?
I would also like to say that I'm beginning to catch up on some podcasts.
Of course you are.
And I've just recently listened to, like, 4 episodes of Mr. Pooh's.
Big Fatty, I think you've met your match with Mr. Pooh.
Mr. Pooh, well, the first one was the one that he kept saying, "Am I repeating myself? I need to take some more pills. I need some more pills." And I'm like, okay. And then he was in a car, and now he's chitter-chatting on the phone with somebody. But anyway, Mr. Pooh just kind of talks, and if you think Big Fatty is bad about it, and he listens to the Big Fatties, because he mentioned Big Fatty or Little Fatty Cast several times.
I know. He was talking about my Members Only jacket.
Right.
Which I did have occasion to wear this weekend.
Hello.
And,
you know, it's a relic.
It,
I mean, it's a collector's item.
What is it?
Yeah, collector's item.
Collector's item. I got it for $5 at Old Navy.
Yeah.
In case you weren't aware.
Right.
Oh, Big Fatty, did everyone miss me at the beverages this weekend?
I cannot even... I didn't go Thursday night.
Oh, well, I sure beveraged Thursday night, as we've discussed.
Thursday night there was... Big Fatty stayed home. Friday night with the horror, there was some inappropriate touching, and it was good. And then Saturday night, we've already talked about the inappropriate nipple stroking. And if any of you would like to stroke Big Fatty's nipples, you can call the Hoot Nanny line. And what's that number?
206-339-6FAT.
Once again.
206-339-6FAT.
And I believe that is available to Canadian listeners, isn't it? And to people in New Jersey.
Right, it is.
Right. Okay.
We hope.
Just checking.
We think. Hey, Big
Just
Fatty,
checking.
Guess what?
It must be time. Oh, y'all, we finally have music again.
They're so excited.
It's just not a Little Fatty Cast without some music.
Well, we do put together a professional show.
Well, hello. I mean, we've put it together 4 or 5 times tonight.
Big Fatty, I do want to say a special shout out to the MacBook Pro for working yesterday in the midst of a crisis.
Well, great. Thanks, Steve Jobs. And Banjo Band actually seems to be working
shut
today.
Up,
of course,
Fatty.
It's a little early. It's not posted yet.
Yeah, shut up. Don't jinx us. Someone was like, well, if you have so many problems with it, why do you use it? And I was like, because it works really well when it doesn't crash.
Right.
I really love it.
And
I can add a lot of compression, as Scott would say, to Big Fatty and not as much to myself.
Well, you know, Big Fatty's had some compression and...
I'm
gassy.
I know you are.
Gassy.
I wish my window opened
just
back
gassy.
Here.
Oh, by the way, you know, we've got the new Bluebell ice cream here in Charleston.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, that's coming to us from Texas. Big Fatty bought a tub of banana pudding flavored. Delicious and gone.
Big Fatty, the Black and I went to the Giardelli's.
I heard. You big fat thing. You had a pint of... ice cream and a cookie.
And one of those big fat cookies. And I got so nauseous, I almost wanted another.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. The blob was like, you're going to eat all that? And I was like, oh, I've already finished my stuff. And he was like, ooh. And then he ate all of his.
He didn't realize how fat you... Well, yeah, he did.
Yeah,
how
he
can
did.
He not realize how fat you are?
He's been around me enough to know how
Y'all,
fat I am.
His butt's getting so big, he's going to have to start using Bounty paper towels when he has the colonic explosions.
Well, I'll probably
you know, the toilet paper ain't going to do it for him no more.
I'll probably have to switch to Brawny because they're GP and, you know, they're sponsoring the bathrooms at Disney World.
I did not know that.
Yes, they give you instructions on how to wash your hands.
That is fantastic. Thank God.
Because, you know, we needed to know that.
Mr. Tweaker, Dr. Tweaker, had a little thing for you about Disney World on his show.
I know. I haven't been able to listen yet. Because
I heard it, Dr. Tweaker. You know, some of us are devoted listeners. I heard it already.
Fast thing. Big Fatty, how do we get in touch with you?
Well, remember, if you want to touch Big Fatty's nipples, you'll call the listener hootenanny line at
206-339-6FAT.
And if you want to e-letter Big Fatty, you can do that by sending an e-letter to bigfatty@littlefatty.com.
Okay.
And how do we hear from you?
Well, it's 206-339-6FAT.
Oh, it's the same number for you. Okay, great.
Or larry@littlefatty.com.
Me. So, anyway. And we want to send out good wishes to all the folks down in
Northern Australia.
Australia.
Yeah.
And we hope that Cyclone Larry is better to you than Colonic Big Fatty.
I can assure you.
Well,
that
at least
be
it
a
doesn't
problem.
Stink.
Well, it probably does. So, anyway. Big Fatty, you're big and enormous. And he walked away.
Big Fatty is just walking away.
He walked away.
He did.
So,
he
anyway.
Did it. He did it.
Well, I hope we can bring you a show every day this week. I can't promise it, but...
Well, right. Well, as soon as we do promise it, it won't happen.
Right. So, we're not going to promise it, but...
Larry, don't forget, West Virginia, 7 feet tall, smart, lots of tattoos... Lick, lick, lick. Meh.
Oh, fat.